In November 2012, the New York State Public Service Commission directed Con Edison to work with the New York Power Authority to develop a contingency plan to address power replacement needs should both Indian Point reactors be closed by the summer of 2016. The request came as part of Governor Andrew Cuomo's Energy Highway Blueprint. Republican George Maziarz, who chairs the Senate Standing Committee on Energy and Telecommunications, is holding a public hearing Monday in New York City on the contingency plan. He says he has concerns.
Initially, the PSC said that it could be made up through investments in other generations by the Power Authority, which really means, you know, the Power Authority gets its money primarily from upstate generators. So it would be upstate ratepayers paying for downstate generation.
The operating license for Indian Point 2 expires Saturday. For Indian Point 3, in December 2015. Indian Point 2 will continue to operate until the Nuclear Regulatory Commission renders a decision, which will not be for at least another year given the ongoing case review. Maziarz, whose 62nd Senate district includes portions of counties northeast of Buffalo, says he hopes the hearing will bring forth other ideas.
As every governor that I've ever been in office since, which is, this is the fourth governor, they all say we're one New York. You know, we don't look at it as upstate, downstate, it's one New York. But there's no reason why one part of New York should be paying for energy in another part of New York State. You know, I mean, the economy is bad enough in upstate New York as it is without us having to raise our rates to pay for power in the downstate area. Yeah, the answer is very simple, and that is not to close Indian Point.
Riverkeeper has been fighting to have Westchester County-based Indian Point closed for some time. Philip Musigas is Riverkeeper's Hudson River Program Director. He talks about the proposed contingency plan.
Con Ed found that you could replace much of this power by simply upgrading the transmission system. Then you could, by upgrading it, you would get more. You could bring more renewable power and other forms of power from upstate New York and western New York. So you could get cleaner sources of energy and more diverse sources of energy to replace Indian Point. So we support that plan. We think the plan should include more focus on renewable energy and more focus on energy efficiency.
He says he will testify at the Senate hearing and highlight the following.
I'm also going to talk about Riverkeeper's, the report that we commissioned that came out in 2012, which actually provides a roadmap for how you can replace Indian Point's power using purely renewable energy and energy efficiency savings by 2020. So we have a plan for replacing Indian Point's power with entirely clean energy sources, both affordably and on time.
Entergy Nuclear spokesman Jerry Nappi says Buchanan-based Indian Point already delivers power affordably and on time.
We believe strongly it makes the most sense that the least expensive reliability contingency plan that could be implemented is to keep Indian Point in operation.
Con Edison was the previous owner of Indian Point 2 and the New York State Power Authority of Indian Point 3. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.